Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirit shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome.
I feel like we always sing the beginning.
I know. Like, we say the same things every single time, but I don't know what else to say. We're always like, hi.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome to Binging with Benefits.
I'm Jess.
Oh, jeez. I'm just kidding. Should we do like Freakier Friday? I'm Jess.
Just kidding. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
You know. So I'm Becca.
I'm Jess. And this is Binging with Benefits. And we're coming at you again from our pseudo podcasting studio that's just a bedroom.
The hottest room in the whole house.
The hottest room in the whole house.
It is so hot in here.
I know. I'm trying not to move too much.
I know.
Seriously. We went to go see Freakier Friday.
Yeah, that was amazing, you guys.
It was so good.
So good. The music, so good. The story, just everything was just so good. Yes. Lindsay Lohan, a queen. She looks fantastic.
I mean, whatever she has done to her face, I want done to my whole body, because it's just like,
she looks so good.
Reverse aging.
Yeah.
That whole thing that's going on in Hollywood right now with like, suddenly everyone looks 15, 20.
Yeah.
I mean, in the sake of Donatella Versace, like 50 years younger.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're going to say it's the Fountain of Youth or the Tree of Life or...
What's the Tuck Everlasting?
Wasn't that just the Fountain of Youth? Like, you watched it more recently than I did.
I watched it a couple months ago. Anyway, so they're taken from that Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, seriously. But also, Freakier Friday is great.
So good.
We were really worried that it was going to be like the same storyline. Like, you know how Disney's been remaking all their movies. And it's just like, we're going to switch out the characters. But oh, surprise, surprise. The story's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Or shot for shot remake. No, mm-hmm. This was like a new story.
Mm-hmm.
Same characters.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
The story is a little similar, but... It was so good. And one thing my friend said, he was like, I'm kind of sad that at the lunch they didn't have the brother with the walrus, with the chopsticks.
I'm kind of okay that they didn't.
I was like, that would have been a fun tie back. But
yeah,
I mean, the one scene he's in.
This is what I want to know is, why was he not in? They made so many nods to him throughout the movie. And I thought for sure it was going to be like a Fuller House situation. Where they like keep making nods to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen,
but they're
not going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And so I thought that's what was going to happen. And then he randomly shows up.
And I'm like, oh, well, like, there he is.
I don't think you're that busy of an actor that you could only show up for 6 hours of shooting or however long, one day of shooting.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of glad they didn't do that. That's something I did like, is they didn't pull the same shticks from every single one. They had a few key moments of like Jamie Lee Curtis nodding back to her. Oh, I'm like the crypt keeper. Yeah. Except she doesn't say that. She says something similar.
Yeah.
But there's like cute little moments in there.
Yeah.
That I thought were great.
The day was all on Friday, obviously.
Right.
But it was like they were all over Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And I was like, how are they doing this in one day? And literally, like, while I was watching the movie, I'm like, oh, wait, this has only been one day.
I didn't even... Wait, Wait. No, because it's Friday into Saturday.
But I mean, like, when they're going through... Most of the movie is on Friday.
This is true. Like the
And they're going from place to place to place to place. And it's like, what do you mean this is all in one day?
Who has that much energy?
Yeah. Like I don't understand. Also, traffic?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
How are we doing this?
The traffic of it all.
Anyway, it's just so funny. Because, it was like, well, we're going here, and then we're going here, and then we're here, and then we're here.
It's movie magic, Becca. There were little nods to, like, other movies that Lindsay's been in, and it's just, like, so cute.
It's so good.
It's a fun surprise. It's such a fun C. Fun movie. Fun. A good C.
A good C.
Go see it.
Go see it.
Mm-hmm. Live your Y2K dreams.
Absolutely. It was everything I wished it would be and more.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I thought it'd be fun
for us to talk about things we enjoyed as a child, as a wee lass. We enjoyed Freaky Friday, the OG. But we want to talk about things that maybe we thought were fancy as kids.
Yeah.
And we realize now as adults, they're not actually that fancy.
They're definitely not.
Like, I mean, the example everyone uses is like Sizzler.
Oh,
I thought Sizzler was bougie. I had never been to a Sizzler.
Same.
Like, we didn't grow up going to Sizzlers. And I think that's why I thought it was fancy. I was like,
because we didn't go there.
Because we don't go there. But like, our friends talked about it. And I was just like, oh, that must be like a nice place. And they're like talking. And then I remember I went to one as an adult meaning, you know, living on my own. I remember walking in with my friends and I didn't get anything. Because I was also a very poor adult.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking at this and like, what the freaking Chuck-a-Rama is this? Everyone's like, the salad bar has dino nuggies. I'm like, ugh. So does Costco, bro.
What? Yeah. No, why would I go to Sizzler?
They're like, it's so good. I was like, yeah, no. I'm really glad I didn't grow up going here. So it's like things like that that you're like,
that is so
what funny. Was... too nice for you or what was too fancy as a kid
going out at all.
I mean, period.
Because I'm like, I can remember we would go to this one very specific restaurant for everyone's birthday,
every birthday, because they sent us a mailer.
Yeah.
Buy an entree and a drink and get a drink for free or something like
something like that. We would get one drink one soda, I should say, the one soda
passed
that
up and down
for seven people.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And we usually root beer, right?
Yeah.
That's something that was that kind of goes into that. It's like buying an appetizer.
Oh, my gosh.
That was fancy.
So fancy.
Like for years.
Never.
No, because we didn't grow up doing that. Becca said, we grew up only going to one restaurant.
Yeah.
And that was only on a birthday. And that's only because we got a mailer.
Yeah.
And we split one drink seven ways, like literally passed up and down the table, and we use those free refills, baby. Yeah, like ordering an appetizer, like
never,
even as an adult, like I was just so trained to never look at the appetizer menu.
No, literally never. Mom would do McDonald's once or twice a year, maybe.
Yeah, barely.
And what are those Happy Meals? Were like a dollar each.
It's like $1.29 or
yeah, it was like
two
so cheap,
$3.
Now
something.
They're like $8.
For a Happy Meal?
Yeah, it's insane.
Are you serious?
It's at least five. It's at least five something.
For some reason, I remember being like going through a McDonald's drive-thru and getting like a fry and a drink was like $3 or something.
Yeah.
And so I did that like recently within the last year. And I was like, I'm hangry. I need to eat something because I feel sick. I'm just going to go through a drive-thru and get a, you know, Diet Dr. Pepper. Stand Diet Dr. Pepper in this household. At least in this person right
I'm like
here.
Just you.
No, I'm the only one that does a Diet Dr. Pepper. Who am I kidding? And a fry, and it came out to $8.
It's nuts.
And I was like, are you kidding me? A fry and a drink is $8? We've talked about this.
Yeah, no, it's scary how much stuff costs.
Yeah, no, this is why we love In-N-Out, because it's like, it's,
yeah, well, and even In-N-Out, I remember we'd get a $5 gift card.
You're right.
And we would still have like a few cents, maybe like 3 cents left over, but it was definitely $5.
Yep.
You could get a meal.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they're like just under 10, I think, at this point.
Yeah, they're just
and
under
it's sad
10.
That we're like, when we go to In-N-Out, I remember going to In-N-Out for two people and a dog, and it was like $18-$19.
Yeah.
And I say for a dog, because if you didn't know, you can get a puppy patty at In-N-Out. So it's just a patty with no salt.
Yeah. No, it's wild how expensive literally anything is.
Literally.
I know.
Oh my gosh. So basically everything was fancy.
No, literally everything was out of our reach. So.
Oh my gosh. What was something else that was? Oh, Red Lobster, I thought was really fancy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I thought that was like.
Definitely.
That's where you go to propose to people.
Wow. If I got proposed to a Red Lobster.
I mean, if you were proposed to at a Red Lobster, so happy for you.
I'm so
because
sorry.
Honestly, if you think about it, like
sorry, Red Lobster.
Look, those cheddar bay biscuits.
The cheddar biscuits. That is literally the only reason why.
Have you ever eaten at a Red Lobster?
I have only ever been there once, and it was because we were given a gift card.
Of course.
For helping someone move.
Of course. her, my mom, and even my dad are all in this like same camp. And I am coming in as like an outsider into this very established biodome of like all that. And I'm just like, but no, I'm gonna. I'm like, yeah, $4 for tortilla chips, worth it for me.
You know what's so fun? And I hate that I think like that.
No, you don't have to hate it. I think it's wise.
No, but it bothers me. Because I'm like, yeah, $4. Dang, $4 for tortilla chips. I'm like, we have a whole bag for $3.
First of all, the ones that we have are not tortilla chips. They're flax seed chips. Okay, so every time you guys tell me that you're like, we have chips. I'm like, no, we freaking don't.
You're like, no, those are crackers in the shape of a triangle.
Literally. I'm pretty sure it doesn't even say chips on the bag. Funny. Anyway, so tortilla chips, I guess, are still too fancy.
That is so funny. Something that was really too fancy.
Yeah.
And again, I think this all, everything ties back to money.
Because yes, let's be honest, like that's how it works.
That's why
it was too fancy. It was too expensive.
It's always money.
Yeah.
But, and I will say, having five kids is going to be expensive.
Having five kids on single income in Southern California.
Yeah. Insanely expensive.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not, but it is from like my experience shopping for the first day of school.
Okay.
We'd go to Ross or Marshall's or whatever. Yeah.
Not Marshall's. It was too fancy. Marshall's was too fancy.
Yeah, Marshall's.
TJ Maxx, nope.
Oh, heck no.
TJ Maxx was bougie.
Yeah. I don't know why. Ross. But Ross was worse
and
at Walmart.
No, there's what did you, maybe you did.
Kmart.
Well, Kmart too. But Ross and Payless.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh, Payless.
Payless is where we got our shoes.
Yeah, that is the only place we got.
I remember
our
getting
shoes.
Made fun of so bad.
Really?
Yes. I remember. Oh my gosh. I remember getting made fun of for my Payless shoes, for my Target clothes. Because Target wasn't cool back then when I was in high school and junior high. Target was not cool.
That's so sad.
I know.
What is wrong with people?
What is wrong with kids?
No, literally, kids are so mean.
Anyways.
So anyway, shopping for the first day of school. Mom would pay for one outfit for each of us, as in,
yeah,
like,
oh my gosh,
a shirt, a jacket, maybe pants, shoes.
Yeah,
like that was kind of it.
Yeah, five kids, that's a lot.
But that is a lot. So I mean, I didn't have a lot of money myself.
Yeah,
but I was just like, oh, I could get like a shirt. So now I have two new shirts.
Yes. Two new shirts for the school year.
But yeah, and then like the first 2 days of school, you're like, oh, new outfit, look at me. And then the third day, you're like, forget about it. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me anymore. Yeah, the first 2 days, you're like,
yeah, you felt on top of the world.
100%. I remember, there's one outfit I remember from junior year.
Ooh.
And I was styling. At least I thought I was, right? I remember it was like baby blue turquoise spaghetti strap.
Oh,
okay. But then I also wore a maroon zip up woven jacket thing over the top of it.
Oh, yeah. I kind of remember that.
Yeah. It was hot as balls that first day of school, but I still wore that. And then new jeans. They were a flare.
Yeah.
Because I remember them kind of scraping the ground a little bit. And then it was like a flip flop platform situation.
Amazing.
And I was like, I look so good. I am breaking boundaries with this outfit. Like, that's the only back to school outfit I remember.
That's so funny. That's a pretty good outfit, though.
I mean, would I probably still wear that outfit today? Yeah.
I mean, it sounds really cute. I kind of remember that.
And I'm sure I wore my hair half up, half down. Like, what was stylish back then, half up, half down?
So
like
the 2000. Bump it.
No. Well, did I? I might have done a little pompadour situation.
Yeah.
Was back to school shopping, like, for outfits a thing for other kids?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, I know there were, like, sales and stuff, but, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know what I loved for back to school?
What?
The, like, new notebooks and the new pens.
You know what's so funny? We were just talking about this when we were looking at Target's section of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, do you remember like being like, oh my gosh, this folder is so cute? And it, I don't, for example, it has a unicorn on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you go to school and then you're like, oh my gosh, I have the cutest folder.
Yeah.
And then you open it and for some reason it is the most embarrassing thing ever.
Yeah, like, you're like, why did I pick that?
I love this, but you don't want to be seen or perceived by your folders.
Yeah. You're like, no, wait, I'm not a unicorn girl.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I don't want to be known as the unicorn
girl. Or I don't want the Lisa Frank cat, you know, like.
But like secretly we love the Lisa Frank
cat. But yeah, like everyone loved it. But it's also like, don't look at me.
No, for real. I remember being like, yeah, you don't want anything that was like going to make you stand out too much.
Yeah.
Or at least I didn't.
I definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Heck no.
But like any of the like personalization stuff was inside the folder. Or inside the like paper bag covered map.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The paperback cover.
Oh.
That is one skill you just don't forget.
No.
It's how to cover a book with paperback.
Through it. Could I do it? I could still definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely could do it. It's so easy.
100%. This was too fancy. The people who had the stretchy book covers.
That was fancy.
That was too fancy. I you was like, that's bougie. The rich kids.
That, yeah, no, that was like.
I feel like I got one from a friend or something that they didn't want anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I took such good care of that thing.
Yeah. Isn't that so funny?
I know the fabric ones. I feel like I still have it even. Like, it might be covering one of my yearbooks.
That is so funny. The fabric ones were definitely too fancy.
They definitely did not protect those books.
No, absolutely not.
The like paper bag was the way to go.
That was the way to protect it.
Like getting charged at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, those were things that were too fancy for us, I guess.
Yeah. Today is an exciting day because today
is... Oh, now I remember what we're talking about today. Oh my, I was like, I don't remember what we planned for her to tell me today. Now I remember.
Today's the day.
Today is the day, folks.
Today is the day that you learn the story of my experience living in Utah.
This isn't a movie, but it should be.
It absolutely should be. People have literally told me you need to write a book.
No, 100%. A book. This could be made into a movie. I'm not even
kidding. Absolutely.
The amount of things that happened to Becca. This is very on brand.
Absolutely. I'd watch it if I didn't experience it.
I know. I was like, you want to relive that?
No, heck no. I'm like, even just talking about it, I'm like, do I need therapy tomorrow? Definitely have an appointment. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's set the scene. So 2016, mm-hmm. I have never lived anywhere else outside of being with my family home. I've lived in Utah as a child, but like outside of living with my family, I've never lived by myself in an apartment, roommates, mm-hmm. never done that. So I decide, hey, you know what'd be really cool?
I actually think it was really brave of you, to be honest, but.
I should go to BYU, Idaho.
Yeah.
I should go there.
I should go.
In Rexburg, Idaho. I should go there. What? Okay. Sorry. So I was actually just talking to a friend about it today. And I'm like, because I almost said like, oh, if I had to do it again. Actually, if I had to do it again, I wouldn't do it. So 2017, I moved to Rexburg, Idaho for school. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this very brief because it is... probably the most traumatic 4 months of my life.
Let's also talk about what time of year you went to Rexburg, Idaho.
January to April.
The coldest, the snowiest,
yeah,
the darkest months.
Literally.
Out of the year.
Darkest in a lot of different ways. Let's just say that, okay? It wasn't good. But.
That is peak seasonal depression.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, literally, I remember the first day walking to class, negative 20.
Yeah. Oh,
no. And I remember walking to class being like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive this. Like, am I going to be able to be here for that long to... Anyway.
Oh, I thought you were like, I don't know if I'll survive this walk to class.
No, that too. So that happened. And I remember my first time grocery shopping, I remember thinking... I don't even know what to get. Like, it was so overwhelming. Yes. And I was just like, I have no idea even what to get.
See, that's like, surprising to me, knowing how, like, how our parents raised us with, like, they raised us to be super independent.
We were an ingredient house.
We were definitely an ingredient household.
Yeah, we were absolutely an ingredient household.
But so that's surprising to me that Becca was like, I don't even know what to get.
And like, I know how to cook.
Yeah, Becca knows how to cook. We all knew like, how to cook.
Like, that's not the issue.
Yeah, that's why I'm shocked.
I have no idea how to shop. Anyway, again, I can cook. That's not the issue.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, thinking about putting recipes together and, oh, I need this spice. That was not where my brain was.
And then starting over. Heck, and having to get all that stuff is obnoxious.
Also, we were like, oh, well, we'll get pots and pans when we get up there. Bad idea.
Yeah, because everyone was
everyone
that.
Does that. We're at the thrift store. There was two pots and they were so tiny. And it was like, all right, well, this is what we got. Anyway,
I'm kidding.
Yeah. So that was my first experience of like living on my own. Mm-hmm. Not great. Mm-hmm. Not amazing. Mm-hmm. Came home for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to Utah.
What was the thought process of like, I want to move to another place still?
Yeah. It seemed like the next try.
Okay. Got it.
Like that seemed like the natural next step.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was like, didn't like Idaho. We're going to try Utah.
Yeah. It's a little closer.
It's a little closer. It's not a 14-hour drive.
Literally.
Yeah. And I did have a brother there. My brother, Dallin, lived there. And so I was like, okay, it's going to be better. Mm-hmm. And Dallin was talking at Provo so much. And I will say, the first year that I lived there was everything that I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And the rest of the years was me trying to recreate what I had the first year.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's the extent. Anyway. So my first year of living in Utah, I'm living in an apartment with 5 other girls.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a definite culture shock. Yeah. Yeah, with rooming with people who obviously grew up differently. I was just like, okay, like this is the experience, whatever. Just like the cleanliness level is different, you know, like.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with.
That's an adjustment with anybody.
With anything.
Regardless of how great the person is.
Oh, like, absolutely.
When you are going from your own house and how you're used to your standard, like I'm sure it was an adjustment for them to live with you too.
Absolutely. Like, no, absolutely. I'm not saying
there is different. It's just different.
It is. It's just different.
Oh, this is a theory and my brain is going down. I'm so sorry here. I'm
no,
so sorry.
Yeah.
The people who are messy outside of the room,
ooh,
I feel like there are those people grew up with very little siblings, either single child or maybe a couple, maybe like 3 max. But the people who have the messy room or the messy chair syndrome and everything else is clean, I bet you more than anything, those people had a lot of siblings.
That's
a study I want to see.
I would love to know the answer to that.
Okay, anyways.
Anyway, so yeah, but like socially, everything, it was so fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I went to a funeral for a spider.
What?
Like, yeah. I mean, somebody, like, they just, the stupidest reasons to get together. Like,
a funeral for a spider? Whose spider? Wait, was it a pet spider?
Yeah, it was like, you know, a house spider. Stop. But somebody, one of the boys caught it, and then, I don't know.
And then it inevitably died.
Because... And then this party was one of those things where it was like people out on the yard. It was so packed.
That is so Provo, Utah.
It is so Provo, Utah. Because there's no reason. You just come up with stupid reasons to get together because it's a meat market.
Oh, literally.
So anyway, first year was, I mean, obviously had ups and downs.
Yep.
I had some pretty weird jobs. I was like a nanny.
I forget about all the jobs that you had.
I've had a lot of different things. Yeah. I was a nanny for like 5 different families. Mm-hmm. And then eventually ended up with my corporate girly era. Mm-hmm. Literally on accident because I was like, oh, I'm going to be a temp. And then they were like, knock our socks off and we'll hire you. And I was like, great. I'm going to
say less.
Yeah, I'm going to knock your freaking socks off to the ballpark and back.
Yes.
Anyway, I started my corporate girly era there. Second year, I was like, oh, my contract's up at this apartment that I'm living with 5 other girls. Yep. And then one of my friends was like, oh, hey, I'm living in a house with 3 other girls.
Uh-huh.
It was like one girl was living there currently and the other 2 had not moved in yet.
Yeah.
Just for context, because that's important.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so I was like, amazing. Yeah, I want to live in a house because here I am living in this, like, for lack of a better term, sky rise type building, apartment building. Sign a contract, move in. The first day, I remember it was a Friday. The first day I'm there. I'm gonna come up with a fake name for this person.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't want to get sued. She would sue me.
Yeah, no. Her name is Janice.
Janice. Okay. Sorry to all the Janices out there, but
Lo siento.
So Janice came home after I had gotten there
the first time.
The first time, like very first time.
And she was the one that was currently living there.
Yeah, and she's like the one who was subletting the home to other people. And so I remember meeting her and being like, okay. Like, you could tell that she just holds a grudge.
Yeah.
Like, just that type of girl where it's like...
It's so funny how you can tell that from, a 5-minute interaction
it's so quick.
With somebody.
Because, you're like, oh, okay, she's talking poorly to me about someone
and
that
I
don't even know. And I just met her.
Yeah.
Yep. Scary.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, wow, yikes. And then she was, like, showing me around the house, and she's like, oh, you'll have to put your food in the garage.
What? Wait, was there a fridge in the garage?
No.
What?
You have to put your food in the garage. This is Provo in summer. Okay. This is August.
So you just have to put all your stuff. Why not?
All of my like bread, all of my like cabinet stuff in the garage. Because she was saving the other cabinets for the girls that were coming.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Ew, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So like coconut oil, melted.
Yeah.
Bread, hot.
Yeah.
Like all of it. Just in the garage, in this stupid little cupboard.
What?
Yeah. We're just getting started.
I know.
Especially with this house.
Yeah.
I think it was like Saturday she went to Europe or something for like at least a week.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, great. At least I can get acclimated without her here because she's kind of a like a presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remember there was like another driveway on the yard that they like had made after the house had been built, obviously. Uh-huh. And so I was parking on that driveway.
Yeah.
And I remember her saying, oh, my friend's going to park there. So you need to park in the street. And I'm like, she's not even here yet.
Yeah. Can I park here until they get here?
Like, also, how did she get that spot?
Yeah.
I'm here now.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of things. So I was just like, okay, that does not make sense to me, but okay. Gonna try and keep the peace a little bit. Anyway, so she leaves for like a week. There was not a deadbolt on the front door. It was literally just the handle had that little knob.
That is so Utah, and it's so annoying.
It's so gross.
That is the beginning of a freaking nightmare.
Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking on day two, I was like, it is going to take a long time before this feels like home.
Yeah.
That's what was going through my head was like, oh, this is going to be an adjustment.
Yeah.
I get set up. I'm hanging things up on my wall. I'm making my root all cute. Wow.
My root cute.
My room all cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I'm like really proud of how this room came out. Mm-hmm. I only have one picture
of the room
because that's all I got the time for.
Yeah.
I loved living there when she was not there.
Of course.
She came back. And then, yeah, because I only lived there for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She was there. She was gone for a week. And I was like, okay, I'm getting acclimated. I think I can make this work. Mm-hmm. You know, she came back instantly. I was like, okay, nope.
Just bad vibe.
This is not going to work.
Yeah.
And I was trying to convince myself for the next week of like, no, I can make this work. She had a boyfriend at the time. And I would wake up to them running through the house and like play fighting.
What?
Like 2 a.m. just running through the house screaming, and I'm like, should I even open my door?
Yeah.
Like, is like, something
is
happening
wrong?
Because again, there's not a deadbolt.
That's true.
So I'm like, I don't know if I'm like need to climb out the window right now or what.
Yeah.
And then I hear laughing, and I'm like, okay, I guess everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that would happen multiple times.
Did you get introduced to the boyfriend?
I don't even remember.
Oh my gosh.
And then I remember one day waking up, yeah, like 3 a.m. to hearing the sprinklers. And okay. I was like, well, that's a little weird. Why am I hearing a sprinkler so clearly? And then I'm like walking, like I'm getting closer to it because maybe your window's open. I go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
The sliding glass door completely wide open.
Okay.
No lights are on.
Okay.
It's completely silent. And I'm like, I don't even know if she's here. So then I like go into the garage. Her car's there.
Okay.
So she's here. And then I'm like, am I safe?
Yeah.
So then I'm like texting her like, hey, why is the sliding glass door open?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
So I close and lock it. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to barricade my door.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's happening.
On. Yeah.
Lock my door with my little thing that does nothing.
Yeah.
And barricaded my door because I was just like, I have no idea what's
outside.
Going on. Anyway, wake up, whatever. The next day I ask her, I'm like, oh, she's all whips. I just forgot.
You just forgot to close the door?
You forgot to close the door? I'm not following.
Okay, whatever.
I don't care. This is Provo, Utah. You need to close and lock the door.
That's so insane.
I'm not understanding why the door's open.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm like, I'm done. This is not working.
Mm-hmm.
The sliding glass door thing was just like I'm like, I'm not going to be safe here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I texted her again on a Friday. And this is exactly 2 weeks after
we moved in. Yeah.
I text her and I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm so sorry, but like, this isn't really going to work out for me. You know, I'll find someone to buy my contract because that's how it worked in Provo. You could just find someone to take your place.
Yeah.
And then you could leave your lease.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll find somebody. Like, don't worry about it. You know, like, I've loved living here, but I think I just need to go somewhere closer to work, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Was my excuse.
Yeah.
The response that I got was absolute textual.
Oh my gosh.
text abuse.
Oh my gosh.
Because she was calling me names. She was F you, F this. I can't believe you. I thought you liked me. Blah, blah, blah.
Ew.
Yeah, just all
this
these.
Girl, very dysregulated.
Oh, she's nuts. And then I'm just like, okay, like, wow. You know, trying to like talk her down. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm going to find somebody. Just keeps boom, 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 boom. Yeah. More F you. Just all the names. Like, you B. Just all this stuff.
Ew.
How dare you? And I'm like, I don't, okay. What? Like, now I'm really leaving.
Great, I'm done.
And then I wake up to on Saturday. Uh-huh. And mind you, it was a friend of mine's wedding day.
Yeah.
And I was like so excited.
Yeah.
Before planning on going to the wedding, I was going to do an engagement shoot up in the canyon.
Yeah.
With a girl I knew from back home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's say they're showing up at 5.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, we're going to go up the canyon shoot and then I'll go to the wedding, whatever. Yeah. So I wake up Saturday morning, because again, not sleeping, barricaded my door.
Yeah, you're like, this girl could literally kill me.
I don't know if she's coming in here with a knife in the middle of the night. I like, literally, I have no idea. And woke up to more texts.
Oh my God.
Like, the landlord is so pissed at you. He cannot even believe you're doing this. Just like all this stuff. All lies.
Yeah, of course. No, none of it.
Because who cares?
The landlord doesn't give a flying crap.
No.
He's like, I don't care who's here and who's not
here.
No,
literally, don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, I met him
as long as I get paid.
This man does not care.
Yeah.
He's like, my check comes in, I don't freaking care.
Exactly.
Anyway, but like, her mom was all mad at me and just, I mean, like, just all the things. Just
whatever.
All the things. Terrible.
Then stop
terrible.
Being such a nightmare.
No, literally. Terrible messages. And then I'm like, I'm leaving today.
Yeah.
I'm not staying here.
What, did you give her like a notice of like, I'm going to move out? You're like, I was going to find somebody to get my contract and then leave?
Yeah. It was like, I was like, oh, I'll be out in like 2 weeks.
Got it.
But like, after those texts, I was like, no, I'm leaving today.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So literally, I grab my phone, I grab my camera bag.
Yeah.
And I grab my bike from the backyard.
Yeah.
And then I lock my door and I'm like, I'll figure out how to get in later.
Yeah.
And I'm like calling people like, I need help.
Yeah.
But everyone I know is going to this wedding.
Yeah.
So I'm like, crap, what am I going to do? I am completely stranded. Yeah. Like, I've just got to get everything out today. I have like 6 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm literally trying to sell all the furniture online just to try and get it out, because I don't have room and I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
So I'm selling the bed. I'm selling a dresser. I'm selling shoe racks.
Yeah.
Like all the furniture, all the things.
Yeah.
And I'm shoving things in my car. And I mean shoving things in my car. Glove compartment full of clothes.
Yes.
Like cup holder full of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I am shoving things in the car. Gotta get out. While this is going on, my roommate Janice, at this point,
and she's home during this,
she's doing, she got, oh yeah, she's home.
Oh my God.
I don't go back inside until my aunt,
yep,
Diane, comes with me. And she is a total,
she is somebody you do not want to be on the bad side of.
No,
she will rip you a new one so easily,
and she won't sweat.
No, that's the thing, is like, it, she won't bat an eye. She will tear you apart.
She's so,
we were scared of her growing up.
No, I was terrified of her growing up. She's so cutthroat, and now I'm like,
but now she rides or dies for all of us, and it's great.
So I was like, I refuse to go back into that house unless I have a witness.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I honestly think she might kill me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my aunt was there helping me pack stuff up. People are coming in and out because of selling furniture. Anytime she would answer the door, she'd be like, oh, she's selling you the bed for $100. Well, I can tell you right now, it's from IKEA and it was $50. And you don't want this bed.
That's so ridiculous.
You don't want that dresser.
That's so ridiculous.
No, it's
just trying to make it impossibly hard for
you. Oh, well, that dresser she's selling for $70 is actually $50 at IKEA.
Whatever.
No, it's not. Okay. Hey,
lady, crazy, crazy, insane.
Anyway, then she's showing people the room. She's got people coming in.
Oh,
she posted.
She
posted my room.
That's hilarious.
And I posted my room.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, I've got people coming in right and left looking at the room. They're looking at me literally sobbing, shoving my stuff into a car. And they're like, oh, yeah, great. I'll think about it.
Yeah, I definitely want to live here.
Anyway, and so I remember there was a mom who was like, oh, can I come and look for my daughter? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I answer the door and I'm like, hey, so this is the living room. And Janice was in the living room. And she was like, I'm so sorry. What's happening? And I was like, oh, she's looking for her daughter. So I'm showing her the house.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, well, I'm so sorry she wasted your time.
What
this is
hell?
Literally what she said. I'm so sorry she wasted your time. I'm probably just going to rent to one of my friends.
Oh my God.
And I was like, amazing. Okay.
Well,
cool. So the woman leaves and I message her and I'm like, I am so sorry.
Yeah. You're like, this is
it. Also, your daughter does not want to live here.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, your daughter is very lucky. Yeah. To
I'm
not
like,
live
I'm,
here.
I'm so sorry. Cause I was like, honestly feeling bad about who I would sell the contract to, because I was like, you're walking into a trap. And
literally.
I'm so happy she found somebody, because I was just like, I'm going to feel guilty for the rest of my life.
Yes.
One girl in particular came with her friend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call her Amy.
Okay.
She came with a friend touring the house, whatever. And, you know, okay, well, think about it, whatever. And I'm like, okay, bye, next, you know. So I'm literally just like ripping things off the wall, putting it in the car, just shoving things in the car. And now it's like 5 o'clock mm-hmm. and my clients are walking up to the house. And at this point, all of my belongings on the lawn.
Oh my.
Everything.
God. Did you put it there?
I did.
Okay.
Oh yeah. No, she didn't touch.
Okay, good. I
was Diane was there, so she didn't touch stuff.
Let I know. Did Diane ever interact with her?
Oh yeah.
Like, what'd she say?
Like, because I was just like, oh my gosh, she's in the kitchen. Can you go get like all my stuff? Like, this is what I have. And she'd be like, I don't freaking care. And she'd walk out there and she's like, excuse me, you're in my way. I need you to move so I can get this and this and this. You're so like attitude.
Really?
Yeah. And then she's like, I don't freaking care what you have to say. I need you to move. Like, I mean, this is my aunt.
Please try to come at me.
She's like, you're 12 in my head.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
Please try. Anyway, yeah. But she was like being rude to Diane.
Oh my God.
And then, oh, she called Diane the lady.
The lady?
She was like, oh yeah, the lady that the girl's with. So my clients show up. I'm still kind of trying not to cry, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have no idea what to do right now. My stuff's still on the lawn. My aunt Diane was like, just go. I'll finish. Yeah. I'll shove this in the car. So I literally take my car that's full of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just drive it a block away, because I'm like, I don't want her to find my car.
Yeah, literally.
So I park it like a block or two away, that she would never go down this area.
Yeah.
And I get in the car with the clients, go to the shoot. And I'm just like, I hope Diane got everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's how that ended.
Yeah.
And then do the shoot. And I'm just like trying so hard to focus.
Yeah.
And I just felt so bad. So I was just like, so off my game.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, you had like something crazy going on in this exact moment.
Yeah.
And also trying to be present.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you guys. But also I'm like dying inside that I don't know where I'm sleeping tonight.
Yeah.
But shoot goes great. I'm like actually really proud of the work I did for that shoot. Get back to I'm like, can you just drop me off at this block?
Drop me off down the street.
Like 3 blocks away.
Yeah, seriously.
So get my car. And then I'm like, this wedding. I wanted to go to this wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know where any of my clothes are. I'm definitely not dressed for it. I'm sweaty. I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm like texting my brother Dallin, because he's there. And I'm like, can you just tell him I say congrats?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I got that out.
Okay. I mean, this is like a traumatic thing that you went through. Like, it makes total sense that this is the emotion that's coming up.
Yeah. Clearly. So yeah, so Dallin was like, oh, like, just come drive by and I'll get you a plate.
Yeah.
Gosh. I was not expecting to cry about it.
No.
I've told the story so many times. I can't even do it. Okay. He was like, yeah, I'll grab you a plate. Absolutely heartbroken that I'm not able to go to this wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dallin's, I'm like, I don't know where I'm going right now.
Yeah.
I have nowhere to go. Like, I don't even know who to call.
Yeah.
And he was like, at this time he's married.
Yeah.
So he didn't have any roommates.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you can stay at my house. And like, gosh, sorry. Gave me his keys and he was like, just go to the house, eat some food, watch The Office.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, you're safe.
Yeah.
You know? And then I stayed on his couch until, that was Saturday. I stayed on his couch until I think Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I already had an idea of where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, great. I'm going to go on Monday when the office opens. I'm going to go and whatever room is available, I'm taking.
Just take it. Yeah. Yeah.
So I go to the office and I'm talking to the lady.
I don't think we talked about that in this.
Oh, we haven't talked about the poopy.
No, I'm like, we missed the whole poopy house.
Oh my gosh. We missed the best part of the whole
story. I know.
Story.
I was like, we need to know why we're calling this the poopy house.
Yeah, we infamously.
I thought maybe you were saving it for one of the other episodes.
I forgot. And I can't believe I forgot this. There's so many more details to this. It's so annoying. Okay. Well, it was a Sunday.
Okay.
The Sunday after I moved in to this house, I opened the door, the front door, and I realized there's like a bunch of flies. And I'm just like, what the heck? Whatever. So I'm like swatting the flies. And then I go to my car and get my stuff. And then I come back to the door and I'm like, oh, that's why there's flies. There, and a dog did not make this. Okay.
It was not dog poo.
This was definitely human feces. 100% somebody pooped on her porch. No one knew I lived there, so it was definitely for her.
Yeah, you're like, I lived there all of 24, 48 hours. Yeah.
Like, there was actual poop on the doorstep. Yeah. Like, when you'd open the door and you'd step out, obviously that's where you'd step, but thankfully, I just didn't even see it.
I know, I'm like, how did you not
step on it? I don't know. Anyway, so... yeah, that shows you how well this girl's loved.
She was a piece of work.
Man. Oh, and also the funniest piece to
all. Did you ever find out who it was?
No, I have no idea.
That's so funny.
I don't have any idea who that was. But what's funny is that I'm going to work and I'm telling my friend this story. And I'm like, gosh, this girl's nuts.
Yeah.
And then a guy who sits next to her and is like, is her name Janice by any chance?
Yeah.
And then I was like, it is. Do you know her? And he's like, yeah, I used to date her.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, God bless you. What the heck? And he was, same experience. He said that when he broke up with her, she absolutely exploded. Oh. She made a copy of his key to his house and then like sat in his room for, I don't know,
how
many
hours. Stop it.
Yeah. And then she was in the street saying like, I'm going to off myself. So they had to call the police.
Holy crap.
Like, this girl's nuts.
Literally insane. Like, clinically insane.
No, literally so nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I was like, what? Okay. I'm so glad that I read on that so fast.
Yeah, seriously. Holy Moses.
Yeah.
And this girl has friends?
Well,
I'm like, did you ever meet any of her friends?
I did. Very briefly.
She has friends that want to live with her.
I know. No, that's what's wild. It's like, you know what you're getting into here.
Crap.
Anyway, yeah. So we call that house infamously, not lovingly. We call that house the poopy house.
The poopy house.
So if we ever refer to the poopy house, that is what I'm talking about.
The poopy house. Wait, so then Amy is your friend when you're going. Now you're going into the complex.
Oh, yes.
You
okay.
Live.
So I'm going into the new complex.
Yes.
And in walks a girl that I was literally just showing the house, the poopy house,
got
to
it.
On Saturday. And
you
it's now Monday.
Sell a contract to her.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And she's like, oh, I thought you were trying to move closer to work. Because, again, this is still, it's in Orem.
Yeah.
It's still very close to the poopy house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, actually, I'm so glad that you didn't buy that contract because the girl's nuts and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I kind of picked up on that. And I'm like, yeah, no, you're better off.
I kind of picked up on something weird happening here.
Yeah. And I was like, no, like you obviously passed. So you're totally good.
Yeah.
But I was like so embarrassed to have that conversation because I was just
of
like,
of course.
Hi.
I literally just tried to sell you a contract to a crazy person's home.
Yeah. Anyway, so I get the keys to my new place and I'm like, great. Awesome. And I'm like so terrified of whoever's in this apartment with me.
Yeah, because you just had a really negative experience.
I had a terrible experience.
Yeah.
And so I go up there. So Maddie, my new roommate, is sitting on the couch and we're on the third floor. Mm-hmm. She is so sweet. I'm sweaty and crying and whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, I just had the worst experience with roommates. Sorry if I'm a little bit like off my game a little bit, you know?
Be a little jumpy.
Yeah. And anyway, and she was just like, oh my gosh, like, let me help you. And I'm like, no, we're on the third floor. Like, you don't have to help me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm going to help you. And she helped me the whole everything. And like the sweetest,
yeah,
like to this day, the sweetest girl.
Yeah.
Another girl moved in who was, funnily enough, I knew her sister mm-hmm. pretty well. And so it was like, oh, okay, I know you then.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I know. Anyway, so we really became close.
Yeah.
Because... the trauma does not stop here.
So much more.
We're just getting started. It was October at this point. Because so now the poopy house stuff happened August, September. Huh. It's now October.
Yeah.
And it's raining.
Yeah.
We're noticing in between me and my other roommate.
Karen. No, Karen's a bad name. We have Maddie and we have Joanne.
Okay, Joanne. Okay, so me and Joanne share a bathroom. And Maddie, there's only three of us, but there's four rooms. So Maddie has her own bathroom. We start to notice that above the bathroom door is a paint pool Like, how do I explain this?
I know, I'm trying to think.
You didn't notice it until it was already like a bubble on the ceiling.
A bubble on the ceiling. That's the... No, there were bubbles on the ceiling of like water. And we were like, we'll just keep an eye on it. And then it became one big bubble. And we were like, yeah, no, this is a problem. So literally, we had a leak in our apartment. We call maintenance. Nothing happens. It rains again. I'm just going to save you some time. The whole ceiling fell through.
Literally.
Like, all the insulation, all of it, the... what's that called? Drywall fell down, all of it.
Just didn't you have a video of it falling through?
Yes, I actually have a video of it.
Of it actually falling.
Yes. Oh, we documented this so well because we had a lawyer. That's how bad this got. So our apartment complex was not doing anything about it. Yeah. Oh, you're fine. You know, no, we have an
There's a hole in the ceiling
caused by water. You're not going to fix it.
Yeah.
And it's raining still.
Yeah.
Anyway, we just taped a trash bag to the...
I remember that.
To like, just to block all the other dust coming in.
Yeah.
But then it would start to rain, of course. And then we would poke a hole in the bag. So then it would go straight into a bucket. Like, just a joke. Anyway, maintenance does nothing. And it's now end of October. And it's gotten so bad that it's starting to form in my room, in Joanne's room, and Maddie's room, who's across the way.
Yeah.
And it is in the walls.
Yeah.
Like, it is, water is coming through the carpet.
How long was this happening? Like, how many days, weeks?
Maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Of you living with a hole in your ceiling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They did nothing.
Oh, my God.
No. They did nothing. And then, yeah, finally, we were like, okay, I'm going to hold your hand, and we're going to go up the 3 flights of stairs it takes to get to my apartment, and I'm going to shove your face in this hole. Do you see this?
This is a thing.
There's water
happening.
Coming through the carpet.
We've had a bucket sitting underneath this massive hole
for like almost a month.
Oh my God.
Anyway, and so, yeah, finally.
Did they never come up to see it?
No.
Oh my God.
They finally send somebody up. They're in hazmat suits.
Excuse me, I've been living in this
for a here for weeks, and you send someone in to fix it with hazmat suits? Cool.
What the hell?
So then we're like, no, we're moving. Either
you're
let us
moving us to another apartment.
Either you let us out of our contracts.
Yeah.
And then reimburse our rent.
Yep.
For the last month and a half.
Yep.
Or you can move us to a nicer apartment in the building.
Yep.
We'll accept that. But that is all we're accepting.
Yeah.
I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they move us to a nicer building.
Yeah.
Across the way.
Yeah.
And this is a whole other building. I can't stress that enough. It's a whole other side of the parking lot.
But this was also the third floor.
This is also the third floor.
Yeah.
This is the show apartment.
Of course.
And they're like, oh, well, we have to come in time to time just to show. And I'm like, I don't freaking
care. We don't
care.
We just want a home without a hole in the ceiling.
No, literally. I'm like, that means that you will, if there's something wrong, you'll fix it. Mm-hmm. That was my thought. Was like,
this
oh.
is the one you show everybody.
Yeah, this is the one you show everyone
so you
to
want
live
it
here.
To look nice.
So you're going to fix it if there's a hole in the ceiling.
Yep.
Got it. Anyway, so gladly accepted. Kept our same rate. So it was like $100-something off from what it was supposed to be. Anyway.
Yeah.
Lived there for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden, wouldn't you know it?
What happened?
There's a leak. There is a freaking leak in the hallway. And I'm like, you have absolutely got to be kidding me. It's wild. So how much of this do I say for now? And then how much of it do I say for Halloween?
I would save anything that has to do with supernatural for Halloween.
Okay. Yeah. So we figured out a way to fix it would be to remove something from the apartment. And I will get into so much more detail on our Halloween episode.
So you have to listen to that.
It is nuts. Okay. So just stay tuned for that. And that is a good story. And so much more to that.
Just a hint. It's one of our Halloween episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Halloween episode for sure. For a reason.
This movie is a million different genres. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, you want to tune into this, the resolution of that story on the Halloween episode.
Can we stress that enough? You need to know that story. But I'm not going to tell you now because I need it for Halloween. Anyway, finally, the leak stops. And those roommates move out. Some new roommates move in. And again, I'm so apprehensive. But they're all like 18.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, great. I'm not concerned. Yeah. Like, I'm like 20, 25 or 26 at this point. Anyway, the girls are super nice. Like, no real complaints.
Yeah.
They did their thing. I did my thing. Totally fine. This girl is the sweetest. She was so kind. This roommate that I had with these 18-year-old, two other 18-year-old girls.
Their name is Linda.
Linda. Okay. So Linda, sweetest girl. She's like maybe 24, 25. She has some really strange habits. And I'm not questioning it because I'm just like, whatever. Everyone's got their quirks. I do weird things too.
Yeah.
But I would just start to notice when she would cook in the kitchen, she would have an iPad propped up. And it was just this guy, like, not talking, just staring.
Watching her cook?
Yeah, just watching her. And I'm like, what's happening?
Was she an OG cam girl?
No. Because then I'm like, I gotta ask, girl, like, who is this guy staring at you, watching you cook? You don't even talk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, that's just my cousin. Like,
oh, it's that girl.
Yep. We're entering this era of fun stories. Anyway, so, oh, it's my cousin. Don't worry about it. Like, he's just really shy. Like, I just like to talk to him. Like, he's my best friend, whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. No worries. I just didn't know what was going on because I'm in the kitchen with you. And there's just someone staring at us, like, on the iPad.
You're like, hi.
Like, not even talking. It was just like, he was just staring. It was just so weird. Anyway, again, everyone's got their quirks. But it's very strange. Months of this go by.
I can't believe it.
Months. And she goes, you guys, guess what? My cousin's going to come visit. And I was like, fun.
Oh, so excited.
Can't wait. Is he going to stare at you while he sits here too?
He's just going to sit on the counter and stare at everybody.
Yeah,
he's
just going to stare at us watching us cook or something.
So weird.
Anyway, I was like, oh, great. Whatever. Like, cool. Can't wait to meet him.
Can't wait to meet your cousin.
A few days before he comes, she goes, I have to tell you guys something. And we're like, what? And she's like, that's actually not my cousin. And I was like, okay. What? Who is that? That's actually my boyfriend. What?
Months
of this thinking it was her cousin.
Yeah.
Months. And a few days before he comes, that's my boyfriend, not my cousin. And I go, why on earth would you tell us that was your cousin?
That's so gross.
And she was just like, oh, well, my mom said to say that because she didn't want it to be weird that I'm going out on dates. And I'm like, girl, I do not care.
Wait, what? Like, wait, weird for you guys that she was going to go on dates with other people?
If she had a boyfriend.
Wait, hold on a second. I thought that this was like, her mom was like, don't tell anybody this is your boyfriend because then no boys will want to date you. And it seemed like the mom was like very secretly wanting other boys to date her daughter.
Maybe.
I don't know why I thought that's what was going
but
on.
That's what she told us. Like, no one really knew about this cousin.
I don't want you guys to think that I'm really weird for cheating on my boyfriend.
I know. I'm like, girl, I don't freaking care.
Yeah. I mean, like, we support women's rights and wrongs.
Yeah. I'm like, do live your life. Like, I thought it was weird that you were having this guy stare at you cooking. But like, that was my concern, was like, you do you. I don't care if you have two boyfriends. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not something I would do, but you know what? It's not my life.
Yeah. You're like, I don't even want one.
I know. I'm good with zero. So he comes, and I think this is when he proposes.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is when he proposes.
Wild.
Yes.
Because now you have to tell everybody.
Because now I'm like, what I thought was your cousin is your fiance.
Guess what? My cousin proposed.
Yeah. To someone else? No, to me.
To me.
I'm not related, by the way.
By the way, he's not my cousin.
But the thing is, I can't even remember his name. But he asked us roommates, can you bring her to this park at night? Which, why? I don't. This whole thing is just so stupid.
Oh my God.
Can you bring her to a park
Provo
at night?
Culture is wild.
It's so insane. Because what do you mean we're going to a park at night? When it's literally 10 o'clock at night.
10 o'clock at night? It wasn't even like 6?
No. It was definitely late.
It was zero dark 30.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're like, oh, we have to do a scavenger hunt for one of our classes, or I don't know, something stupid.
This is what you told the girl.
Yeah, this is what we told
Linda.
Her. Okay. The 18-year-olds drive in one car, and then I drive with her in my car.
Yeah.
And we're just making stuff up. Oh, look, I found a leaf, you know? Just, I mean, we're putting almost no effort into this.
You're like, oh my gosh, a blade of grass.
This is also her cousin, but not her cousin. Like, Still can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Finally, at the end of the scavenger hunt, quote unquote, he's standing there.
What did she think? Because she knew he was visiting.
Yeah.
What did she think he was doing that night?
I don't know.
Because was he staying with you guys?
No.
Where was he staying?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
See, I'm forgetting that about the Provo culture too. I'm like, oh, my boyfriend's going to come visit me. Obviously he's staying with me.
No, definitely not.
That's not what's happening.
Oh, heck no. Not in Provo, not in BYU approved housing.
That's true. Not allowed past the threshold of the hallway that leads to the bedroom. No, literally. Literally, they're allowed in the kitchen and the living room.
Yeah.
If they cross that threshold, you could get kicked out of the school.
No, I'm not exaggerating. That is fact.
I lived in BYU housing for a month.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep. So he proposes. Great. Amazing. He got dropped off there.
Oh my God, Becca. Are you kidding?
I am not. I'm not kidding.
And you're mommy of the apartment.
Yeah. So guess who gets to drive them home? And the worst part, they both sit in the back.
Of course they, Becca, first of all, of course they do. They just got engaged.
I don't care. I'm not your Uber driver.
And they're also horny AF.
Yeah, so they're in the back making out. And I'm like turning the radio up. I can hear like everything.
You're like, first of all, I have misophonia. And I hate the mouth sounds.
Can we not?
Can we not make the mouth sounds in my car?
I know. It's like a good 10-minute drive. It's not amazingly close.
Absolutely disgusting.
Anyway, so that happened. And I'm still trying to understand that this is not her cousin.
I'm still around the head like, I thought this was your cousin for months. And now you're making out with your cousin in my backseat.
No, literally. For months. Months and I mean, I'm talking like at least 5-6 months. That's what she told me, was that was her cousin.
That is wild.
And then all of a sudden, a few days before he comes, oh, that's my boyfriend / fiance now.
I've only known that you are romantically interested in this person who's not related to you for about 4 days.
No, literally.
And now you're making out in my car.
Yeah. No, it was so strange. And I'm like, what is my life?
And I was like, what is my life?
Sweetest girl.
Of course. We love Linda.
Yeah. No, Linda's so sweet. Just the sweetest girl.
Are they still married?
I think so.
Okay.
No idea. And then after this experience, I was like, I want to work on living in my own apartment. Yeah. Like, I don't want to do the BYU housing anymore. I want to live in my own apartment.
Yeah.
That was like winter. So we'll say like November, December of 2019.
Okay.
And you know where I'm going, because 2020.
2019. What comes after 2019?
Yeah. So 2020, the school shuts down. Mm-hmm. Everyone leaves. I'm not going to school. I'm working. So I'm like, well, I have to stay here.
Yeah.
So I'm living in the apartment for weeks. I literally did not leave my apartment for like 5 days. And then finally when my brother came over, and I just like could not stop crying. So I was like, oh my gosh, you're the first person I've seen in 5 days.
Like, this was also peak terrifying times of COVID too.
Like, where everyone, don't touch doorknobs.
Don't touch doorknobs. Wipe down groceries.
Amazon packages, wipe it down.
Yeah, it was the scary times of the hard times.
Yeah. Like it was real bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna go back to California and just wait this out. And I laugh because obviously it didn't.
Because Becca, where are we now?
Yeah. Hello. So basically, between the time of March of 2020 to December of 2020, I counted how many times I flew back and forth from Utah to California. Yeah. And it was 21 separate trips.
Stop it. Really?
Yes. 21 separate
You went
times.
Back and forth 21 times.
Yes.
Man, no wonder you know exactly what to bring and not to bring on a carry-on.
No, literally. No.
I have questions every single time.
No, I learned real quick. 21 separate trips. I'm not talking one way.
Yeah,
that's
not talking
one.
21 flights.
We're I'm talking round trip.
42 flights.
Yes. Yeah, in that span. That's how many times I went back and forth.
In 9 months.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Because that was me trying to convince myself that I can still live in Utah.
Holy shit.
No, it's so bad.
Wow.
In April, end of April, I remember getting a call from my boss. Hey, we're opening the office back up.
Yeah.
Amazing. Didn't happen. Okay. Didn't happen. But I was like, great. Well, then I'm going to try and find an apartment on my own.
Yeah.
In September, September 5th. I don't know. We're going to open.
Back in office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So September 1st, I move in to my own apartment.
Yep.
My brand new 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment. And it is just me. And I love this apartment.
Yeah, it was a great apartment.
I still to this day am so sad I never got to live in it. Obviously the office didn't go back.
Yeah.
And that was my main staple of social interactions.
I mean, you're living alone as a single person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of your only form of, that's your stable form of social interaction.
Exactly. Yeah. And I learned really quickly that that's not, like, me not being able to go into the office is not going to work.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, can I go in the office and, you know, like, get special permission to be there?
I just need to be out of
the house. Yeah, I just need to be out of the house. Nope. Not enough. Because I'd go to the office. No one's there.
Yeah.
Literally nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I keep getting dates of, like, well, we're going back in March.
Yeah. Like, very common for the corporate offices.
Yeah. We're going back,
like,
in June.
We're going back there. They're pushing it back.
They keep going, pushing. Now it's, like, 2021. They're like, oh, we're going back in June. Yeah. And I'm like, finally, I can freaking live in this apartment, because this entire time I'm going back and forth.
How long were you staying in the apartment and then you'd come back? Like a week at a time?
I would try a week at a time, yeah. And there were times, there was one time specifically that I remember going to LAX and sitting in the car and being like, I can't do it this time.
Yeah. Like, this was traumatic.
Yeah.
There was, like, not only, like, living out of state and all of the experiences that we've covered at this point, but then we throw in a freaking global pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, it's safe to assume that we were not the only ones dealing with the social anxiety.
No.
With anxiety, period.
Yeah. Like, I already have anxiety and depression and all that, you know? And then COVID's like, yeah, hold my beer.
Literally.
I'm going to make things a lot worse for everybody.
Yeah.
In so many different ways.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember there was one time where I went to Utah and I think I was there for 2 days, mm-hmm. maybe like one night, mm-hmm. and I was going to bed that night and I was like, I don't think I can do it.
Yeah.
God, sorry.
No.
The thought of sleeping it off and like trying tomorrow, you know, mm-hmm. was like so unbearable.
Yeah.
That I was like, found a flight for $50. I remember it was $50 mm-hmm. from Salt Lake to Long Beach or wherever. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm booking it and it's in 20 minutes. I'm just book it to the airport. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting on the next one. I'm getting wherever. Yeah. I'm leaving tonight. Yeah. When I finally was like, okay, we're not going back to the office. I cannot rely on this. It was September of 21. And I was like, I need to be done.
Yeah.
With Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided to move back to California. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really, really hard. Looking back, I'm like, that is exactly what I needed to happen. Yeah. It's taken a lot of years to feel comfortable with the idea, just the idea of moving out again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was, gosh, trauma dumping on this episode.
I mean, that's fine.
But yeah, no, it was such a daunting idea that I would think about it and I would just break down. Like, it was just not an option.
Well, I mean, this is all stuff that you went through in a what, 2 year span, 3 year span,
about 4 years.
Yeah, like that's a lot to have happen.
Yeah,
so it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It took, I mean, even now, what year is it, 25? Yeah. It's been 4 years since all that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm still reeling, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving to California was the best thing mm-hmm. that I could have done for myself. Leave all the crazies behind in Utah. We're not going back there.
Like, no, thank you. Been there, done that.
I have a lot of love.
I gave it a fair shake.
I really did. I really tried. Like, God knows I tried.
Yeah. And you had a lot of good times there too.
Yeah. Oh,
like, absolutely. You made a lot of really great friendships and absolutely. A lot of great connections and had some beautiful moments. And
yeah,
you know, that's just kind of, unfortunately,
oh, the cookie crumbles. And that cookie crumbled so bad. Yeah, no, literally, it was like, yeah, watch this. I'm going to turn to dust. Try me now. Yeah, so that is the wild ride of me living in Utah. And yeah, that was from September of 2017 to September of 21. Mm-hmm. That's when all that happened. So I saw my therapist about it, and she was just like, that's a wild
ride. That's not even all.
That's
like,
not even all
I'm
of it.
I'm still thinking of so many other things that, like, happened during that time that you were there and stories that I've heard. And it's just like, I mean, those are the
those are the bullet points.
No, that's yeah, that is the watered down bullet point Sparks yeah. Notes version.
Yeah.
There's so much more.
I mean, there is something to be said for venturing out for the first time on your own
and just getting slashed by the waves.
I mean, sometimes it happens.
It, you know, I don't regret it.
You would change some things.
I would absolutely change a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, I would never move into the poopy house.
I mean, for
obviously.
Sure. We don't need that.
Yeah. We don't need that negativity. Bye, Felicia.
Have you ever looked her up since?
I actually blocked her, but I don't know what her last name is.
Oh, okay.
I honestly blocked it from my memory, but no, I haven't.
That's so funny. And I'm curious. I would be curious to look and see what she's doing.
I know. I'm like, point. I don't even know if we have any mutual friends that if I searched her name, she would pop up.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you and I can talk offline.
Yeah.
I can use my FBI.
Yeah. We can definitely find her.
We're both pretty good at using our FBI abilities.
I remember where she worked.
Oh, then that's all you need. If you have a first name and a phone number and a location, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Look. If anybody ever wants me to look somebody up,
she'll find
I'm honestly so good at it.
Yeah, it's scary. She's like, oh, you saw a cute guy at the grocery store? Here's his social security number. Here's his mother's name.
It really came in handy during certain times.
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody underestimate me.
Yeah, no.
Because I will find everything out.
I will find you.
I'm a freaking Gemini, yo.
Yeah, you should be afraid. You should be.
Gemini and a Cancer, you should be so scared.
You should be terrified.
It's so great. Oh, I could talk about that forever. Anyway,
so that is the story of Utah.
That is the lore that has made Becca who she is today.
No, literally, that is why I'm so cynical about so many different things. I'm like, oh, this is a new friend? Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's see.
Dude, that's a whole other thing. It's yeah. Like Becca's relationships with friends.
Yeah, no, that's a whole other that's another episode. That's a whole other thing.
So that's Becca's lore today.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So welcome to my brain. This is what happened. This is why I am the way I am.
The way I am.
Just trauma jumping. It's fine. So hopefully that was fun for you to listen to. Because
it's a wild ride and it's entertaining. If you like don't have any real relation to it.
Yes. Yes.
Like what is happening with these people and why do they all find Becca?
I know. Go somewhere else.
Becca is a magnet for this for some reason.
Yeah.
She's a magnet for crazy, which is why she and I are such good friends.
Magnet for crazy.
Oh gosh. That's
so funny.
Well, it's funny. The benefit that I thought of for today.
Mm-hmm.
It ties in a little
bit. Ooh, I'm so excited.
And it's not anything like super monumental. It's not a new concept. It's just me going to be stressing to other people that this is okay.
Uh-huh.
But that is just the concept of accepting help.
Mm.
It's like I said, it's not a new idea. But there was a quote that I heard, oh my gosh, years and years and years ago. When I was starting to kind of wake up to the like feminism that I, you know, believe in, like I'm not talking like bra burning.
Yeah.
Like here's the thing. You say that word feminism.
Yeah.
And it rings terror in a little under 50% of the population's ears. Okay.
Yeah.
It kind of brings a very negative connotation when you say the word feminism.
Yeah.
I heard a quote. And I don't even remember all of it, but just the idea of behind the quote was like, yes, you can be a strong woman and do everything yourself, but it takes a stronger woman to accept help.
Mm-hmm.
And going through my life and what teachings I picked up in my upbringing, as well as how I shaped my relationships, romantic or otherwise, in my own life, I was the strong woman who did everything for myself and everything for everyone else. And accepting help meant I was weak, because if I needed help, that meant I was failing.
Mm.
Like I joke about like the eldest daughter nonsense of like, oh no,
I don't know how to do that. I'm not going to ask you to tell me how to do it. I'm going to do a quick Google and then watch me become the best version of how to do that.
Yeah.
Right? For some reason, that quote kind of struck differently with me because I had never thought about the idea of being a strong woman doesn't necessarily mean that I have to do everything by myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes showing strength is admitting that we need help or we need another person or we need assistance somewhere. And throughout your story that you're talking about, most of the times that things were happening, it was and you getting out of those situations was because you had the strength to ask for help. You reached out to people and said, like, hey, I have to shoot. I have to go to a wedding. I need help. Hey, I don't have anywhere to stay. I need help. Hey, I can't stay here alone while this is all happening. Yeah. I need help. And I think that's such a great quality to have. Like, that's honestly a quality that I look for in people that I want in my life is like, there's two qualities. I've talked a little bit about curiosity, but the other one is the ability to ask for help when you need it.
Yeah.
Cause that's something I struggle with. Like, that's a quality that I admire in other people. I still struggle with it. I mean, as much as we sit here and talk about the things, it's like, it's okay to say you want help. It's okay to say you need this. It's okay to say that you're struggling. When we recorded our last episode and I like talked about how I'm actually doing, and I was like, this feels terrible, like to admit, you know, that I'm struggling and I need assistance and I need help. And this is how I need help from people.
Yeah.
Just as a today's benefit, like, most of our demographic is women. We have a couple of men. And this is the same for men too. Like,
yeah,
honestly, we could go into, I could talk for days and days and days about how society has kind of screwed up what we view a man should be and what we view a woman should be. Like, you know how attractive it is for somebody like me, for a man to be like, hey, I've been feeling this lately. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Green flags all around.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about your emotions and not just like be a freaking disorganized, avoidant person and run away. Like,
yeah. Massive applause
for a man to say that he needs help too. That's also like a very attractive thing to do. But like, for women, especially with this feminism thing, like, people tend to think feminism of like, I can do everything by myself. Yes. Yes, we can. I know I'm freaking capable of so much. Are you kidding me? I know I can do anything I put my mind to.
Yeah.
But we don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the beauty of life and the beauty of being human is like, we're allowed to, one, change our minds. We're allowed to ask for help and we're allowed to need other people.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, sometimes that is part of being human, is we need relationships, we need people. So many like colloquialisms of like, it takes a village, because it literally took a village to raise children before. Like, there's so many things that have, like, you can't be 110% self-sufficient, and if you are, that feels a little serial killer to me.
No, and it's not sustainable.
No, it's not. It's really not. There's a very specific image that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Of a person who has done everything for themselves and has removed themselves from society and from relationships. That image.
Yeah.
It's is not natural.
No, it's pretty terrifying.
Exactly. And so I've started to kind of think about that, and like, I can be a strong woman and ask for help. And being a strong woman, like, if I really thought that I'm going to do everything by myself and not need anybody and not have relationships with anybody, I'm going to be crazy off the grid person.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this whole thing is just a spiral of me saying, like, it's okay to ask for help. The people that you love and that love you are not going to judge you for needing help.
No.
For you coming to them in a time of need and saying, like, hey, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Hey, I need this. If anything, you're going to find people like me who are like so excited to help people.
Yeah. I'm like, please.
I'm like, please tell me how I can make you feel loved.
No, seriously. Yeah.
I will go above and beyond to make sure that you feel that I love you and care about you.
Yeah. That is such a good benefit.
I mean, it's very simple, but it ties in a little bit.
It's so good. Yeah. And I love the piece where you said about changing your mind because I have a friend who moved across the country.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know if I love this. And I was like, it's okay if you're like, you know what? Never mind. Yep. I don't like this.
Yep.
This is not what I thought this would be. And now I'm going to move back.
Yep.
That's fine.
You still did the thing.
Yeah, you did it. And that's so impressive. Yeah. Normalize changing your mind.
Yeah.
And I'm not even just talking about like moving. the small things too.
Literally.
Where it's like, I meant to go grab this on this aisle. And then you're like, why is it embarrassing to turn around?
I know. Why do we get so embarrassed and we have to act like there's some big reason we have to go back to where we just came from?
Like, it's fine.
Literally.
Turn, like, I'm reminding that of myself, like the big things and the small things where it's like, it's okay to change your mind.
Weird that that's like a foreign concept. And it's something that I had to learn.
Yeah.
Of like, because I literally got everything I wanted out of life. I mean, minus one thing, like, you know, I obviously wasn't able to have kids, but like I got everything that I wanted out of life. And I was like, I'm actually not happy. And it's okay for me to change my mind, and it's okay for me to look back at the version of myself who made those decisions that lined up to where I am in this point.
Yeah.
And I made the decisions based off of the knowledge and information and the emotions that I had at that time.
Yeah.
And I am realizing that that's not what I want, and that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Big things like life changes, small things like realizing I don't actually like bacon.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've talked about this. I feel like, you know, I feel like most of the time everything is like, these aren't new concepts.
We're like, we just realized the concept of changing your mind.
Literally.
Asking for help.
Asking for help as a reminder. But anyways.
No, but it's so true, because it's interesting to learn as an adult that, like, yeah, asking for help is not a sign of weakness, or I'm not inconveniencing anybody.
Yeah, I'm not being a burden by asking
asking for help.
And that's something I still struggle with. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
It's something I still have to remind myself constantly. So this is a reminder for me and for anyone else listening. It's like, you're allowed to ask for help and you're not a burden.
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a great benefit.
And that's it.
Okay, bye.
Oh my goodness. I mean, we might do more episodes like this, a personal anecdote type of thing. I know we've got some plans for our Halloween episodes coming up,
which we're really stoked on.
We just had some planning meetings for that. So, but like, obviously this is still binging with benefits, so we'll still have some kind of a binge. And today you binged on Becca's brain.
All my drama.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to my trauma dump.
Yay!
And don't forget to rate and review and subscribe and share with your friends.
Yes, please.
Because it's a wild ride. Yeah, just share it. Just share it with your friends, because it's good.
It's great.
It's fun.
It's great.
It's so good.
We're so
good.
I love it. I like it.
Oh, I like that. All right. Well, love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirit shine. Binging with benefits. Sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit.